You know, I think so. You're seeing some spot type corn, you know, in your Columbus markets that's trading at a little bit higher basis level than what it was 3 days ago because of the blizzard. And that, among other things, guys are getting stir crazy anyways. You're looking 2 months till we're thinking about planting again, if not sooner. And with as wet as it's been and lack of field work last fall, I think we'll see some grain move here in the next couple months. The thing's going to be is basis levels aren't great right now. But if you look at the futures market, we had a decent rally. We got towards the 373 in the March corn and couldn't quite get through that. But I think that 375 is a pretty big resistance level that if we could break through that, you could maybe see a 380. But we'll see how this thing all shakes out here in the coming weeks.
We had sales and shipment numbers come out this morning. From the soybean perspective, obviously, they kind of factored in the all cancellation with China.
Yeah, the soybeans actually, they said it was a net cancellation, so we didn't even see any real export numbers there necessarily. Corn was above expectations and the highest it's been in roughly 3 months, so that was obviously bullish there. You know, the dollar's been lower here as well, too, and it's still lower today. So, you know, we've had a little bit of a pullback in the corn market right now. I think we're down 2, but there's obviously optimism. We've traded either side of 370 for the last 2 weeks, it seems like.
What about for South America? They're kind of getting a variety of weather this last couple of days into the 5 and 10 day outlook. Any impedance on harvest?
You know, the last thing I read is they're maybe getting some rains in some spots that they potentially needed. So, you know, we'll see what it all brings and how harvest shakes out for them. This time of year, you know, with their emergence of such large crops, I read something last night that said they might be looking at another record crop. So that's something to keep an eye on. You know, South America's crops are always kind of, you know, transportation and how it hits exports, another thing. But hopefully big yields over there, you know, won't help our financial situation here. But